Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So in the Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospel writers tell us all about the miracles that Jesus did. They tell us all about the way that Jesus healed people and the different miracles that he did. And in the Gospel of John, John tells us about a very special day when Jesus healed a man who had been an invalid, who had been sick and couldn't walk very well for 38 years. Now, how many of you are 38 years old? None of you, right? Right? Okay. Well, he was sick for a long, long time. And John tells us that this man was laying by a pool. But it wasn't just any pool. It was a very special pool. And it was said that sometimes an angel of the Lord came down and stirred the pool. And that when that happened, if you were the first person in, you could be healed. But this man didn't walk very well, and he didn't have anybody to help him, so he wasn't very fast. So he was never the first person in. So year after year, this man sat at this pool, and nothing ever happened. He felt hopeless because he knew that this was the way that his life was going to be, that there was no way that he could be healed. Well, then, one day, along came Jesus. And Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be made well. Because Jesus knew that this man can earn money by begging because he was just laying there and there wasn't anything that he could do. So he could earn money that way. Well, the man gave Jesus a lot of his excuses as to why he hadn't been in the pool to be healed. And Jesus told him to get up, to take his mat and walk. And Jesus healed him just like that. And the man got up and he walked away. But not only did Jesus heal that man, Jesus gave him hope. Because all of a sudden, his life had totally changed. Now, he could walk and he could be in society and he could have friends. He could do whatever he wanted to do because he was no longer laying by that pool, stuck where he was. Well, Jesus gives us hope too. When we learn about Jesus, and how much God loves us and what Jesus did for us so that we could be friends with God, we have hope. Because before Jesus, the people were stuck. They were separated from God, and there was no way that they could get to God because they did things that were wrong. And God is perfect, so there was no way that they could get to him. But when Jesus came, he came so that we could have hope and so that we could always be friends with God. Jesus heals our lives. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus always heals our bodies, because sometimes bad things happen and sometimes people get sick. But what it does mean is that no matter what happens, Jesus can take bad things and make good things happen out of them, and Jesus can heal our lives. Jesus will forgive us every time. All we have to do is ask, and he is always willing to heal our lives, and that is great news. So now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus to give us hope. Thank you for using Jesus to heal our lives. Forgive us for the things that we've done wrong. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.